What's next after a buyout isn't the first thing residents in flood-damaged areas are saying, especially when they still see houses hanging over riverbanks surrounded by debris.
When are we doing something about those properties? It has been 2 years.
That's Rockingham's municipal manager, Chip Stearns. He says people are anxious to see damaged properties on the Saxton's River purchased and cleaned up. He says ideas are percolating about the 3 acres that'll open up.
If someone wanted to drive down in their park and fish, they would have the ability to have river access. And for some people who drive by with a picnic basket and out-of-state plates, they may say, hey, let's go have a picnic down there.
In Reedsboro, the buyout includes 3 homes on the Deerfield River. Town administrator Mark Shea says one idea is to build a bench next to a display of photographs of the houses and the families who lived there, along with a plaque about the good that came out of the flood.
Let's not forget that the community stood together and helped out other community members.
Upriver, Wilmington has closed on 1 house, and it's about to close on a barn on 4 acres. That's where Frank Sprague ran a welding and stonemason business before floodwaters destroyed everything. His vision for the future? A path that runs across a bridge over the Deerfield that connects to an existing trail system.
This was a really peaceful place to work. The river was there. The bald eagle came by almost every day. So it was kind of cool. I guess once it's gone, it'll be okay. Right now, it's not.
In Londonderry, some residents want to use the property it's acquiring to prevent that type of loss. By engineering the land to create a kind of catch basin for floodwaters, resident George Mora.
It has the potential to give anyone in town a sense of power in the face of destruction, to think that there may be something we can actually do to combat it.
Other ideas in Londonderry include beautifying the town. The buyouts may be a way to create something positive out of so much loss. For VPR News, I'm Nancy Cohen.